You are listening to the Actual Play podcast of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This is the second and final part to episode 18. Over the last few podcasts, I've been asking for emails and reviews from our listening audience, and I've gotten some replies. Thanks go out this week to Pete and Dan for dropping me a line. I've also heard from a few people that are interested in playing our games as well. In session 19 and on, I'll start reading out listener emails in part or full. We do appreciate hearing from you, and if you're listening and haven't commented yet, please do so at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. Now, the second and final part of episode 18.
That we're going to worry about you.
Yeah.
I don't think we don't have much other choice, really. I mean, there's no other leads we can follow. We're safe in this man's name. I mean, we can see if there's any. I mean, judging from Constantine's actions, he wants us to find it. Or at least he wants us to get close enough to it that he can have fun watching us despair when we don't make it in time. So. There'll be some clue. I've forgotten the damn psychological term. It's self-destructive behavior of some kind. Serial killers do it when they leave something which will mean that they are identified because some part of them wants that risk.
They want to be caught?
Yeah, they want, or at least they want the possibility they'll be caught there. It's like taunting the police and also adding to the thrill.
Yep. That's why I was hoping traditional police methods would actually work, I was hoping that it would actually hopefully work a little bit, and I was hoping Blair would help out a little bit somehow and maybe get lucky. But I figured checking the police station was also a good idea just in case this was a complete smokescreen.
Right.
So that would be a really bad pun if that's actually what's in there.
We have Abel.
Where are we at?
All right.
The bomb just...
You're back, so we can get started. Well, if anyone sees Richard pop on, Nick, if you can add him, if he does pop back on there.
The gas was just released due to me answering a phone call nearby.
Or at least it coincided with that phone call.
Yes. And he said, stage one on my phone.
Yes, actually, the bomb was what called you with the message of stage one.
Was not outside.
Right, so we will pick up with Gavin. You just rushed into the bedroom and trying to seal the door there. From the other room, you hear the sound of you were hearing the gas hiss, and now it's stopped. So the gas only jetted out a little bit, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Enough to fill the room, anyway, the main room.
It's not seeping through yet.
Not yet. Although you don't think that the furniture you've pushed around the door and whatnot will keep it at bay long.
Well, the bedspread, that should be good sealant for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'll open the bedroom window again.
The guys in the balcony are like, what happened? Get out of there.
Yeah, I'm just staying here for the moment before I leave through the event again, which should be sealed up behind me somehow. Now that we know windows are fake, can you attach something to suck the air out, as in separate this gas from whatever gets released next?
Yeah, it's going to need some equipment, but I think so. We can use the vent system.
Yeah, but you'll probably need me to unblock the door again when we're ready.
Make sure he gets a gas mask.
I'm pretty sure I've got a gas mask.
Oh, yes.
I could be wrong, I don't know.
I'm sure they would have handed you one when you're crawling through the vents.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Although with it being a nerve gas, you're not sure if the gas mask by itself is going to be enough.
That's right, we've got the doctor. Oh, wait, no, we don't.
All All right. So meanwhile, back in the other room, you hear some commotion going on in the from the guys in the balcony, and hear someone yell, "The room's full of gas."
Yeah, assume they're not coming in through the main door anymore.
It's them.
Marcus?
What?
Oh, we're hearing people talking in the background.
Sorry.
All right. I don't know. Something about this. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing is fake. Something feels not genuine about this.
Yes, that's why we should try and find some other leads and just go. Go try and find something else.
Mr. Bishop, did you not say that he tapped into your radio phone device, your mobile phone?
Yes.
I assume you have people trying to trace the number?
Yep.
Shall we check and see how that is progressing?
Okay. Call Blair.
Yeah.
On a separate telephone.
On a separate phone, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you just, you can use the phone that's in the boxer's room if you want. There's a phone in there.
No, we're going to go down a floor.
All right.
So we're a little bit away, just in case my insane
is correct. Blair says they're still trying to track it. The first call that came to you was on the other end of town. They haven't narrowed it down any more than that.
Can you keep
other
this
end of town?
Yep. And the call that you just received was very close. From a bar across the street.
Okay, we're going to. Hey, let's go visit the bar across the street.
Okay.
I guess it would be pointless conducting a floor-by-floor search. Actually, judging by his normal behavior, I am going to go and check the roof of this building if anyone would like to accompany me.
I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to go to the bar. I should be all right, but hopefully I'll grab the boxer along the way and just drag him along just in case he seems to come out of his slightly drunken coma.
Oh yeah, that's what he is. He's got into a prize fight, well, a bar fight when he was there. Okay. So yes, I'm going to go and check the roof of the building.
Sure.
What's Abel doing?
Some of the bomb disposal guys are going up with you. They're going to try and use the cooling unit to try and you use it to suck out the gas that's in that room. They're going to see what they have to work with. Ms. Airbauer, we could certainly use your help with that.
Yeah, I'll help them build whatever it is that they're planning to use.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, among your various devices back at your place, I swear one of them was a very powerful explosive. What have you been inventing?
Oh, that was your jetpack model, a beta version.
I hear you. I don't know if this is the kind of... Like, they're just going to build some kind of airlock thing to vent the room?
Yes. Just in case it is the actual gas, I hope you have some method of containing it, or can devise something.
I'm trying to think if there's some way I can...
Actually, I turn to the bomb disposal people. Do you have any more of those portable airlocks?
We got plenty of plastic material and sealant.
Please bring some of those up. Or at least send someone down to collect them. It would be safer to act if case this was actual toxin.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what they're proposing they're going to do is they're going to kind of reverse the air conditioning unit. They're going to try and place it so that it becomes a suction instead of a blowing down. And they're going to try and collect the gas into a tank. If Drita wants to provide some help, she can. But that's what they're going to try to do is clear the room of the gas.
No, that was essentially my idea also. So, cool. Yes, I'll help them out.
Sure, give me a repair roll there, and I'm going to have their engineer do some as well.
Now I'm searching the lift kit.
Ooh, I wonder what he found.
Alright, that's a 4.
Okay, yeah, that's going to help them cut down the time it takes to get the succeeds as well. So they're getting all the parts together. With your successes and theirs, it's going to take about half an hour for them to be able to get this devised in a way that they can have it all sucked into a tank.
I see. I don't know. I do have Ms. Fix-It. I think that... I don't know if those shifts apply for this or not.
Well, if you want to spin the chip and apply that, more successes will cut down the time it takes to scrounge up everything together. At minimum, you're not going to be able to get it below 5 minutes, though.
That's fine.
Right now, you guys did pretty good combined to get half an hour, but...
I'll drop a chip to make it 6 using a... I can figure it out.
Sure. That will drop the time for about 5 minutes. They just happen to have most of what they need on the roof.
Now I'm searching the rooftops for anything which looks suspicious, although I don't actually hope to find much.
Other than some garbage cans that look like they've been used as trash fire, you figure some of the locals use the rooftop as a squatting area.
Excellent. Hold on, Gavin. Hold on.
Not much longer now.
Yeah, the gas is starting to creep into the room. It seems to be kind of heavy and almost oily. It seems to stay really close to the floor, but as more of it comes in, you know, it's starting to fill up the room a bit more. You're backing up, standing on the bed maybe to get up off the floor a bit.
Yeah. What I'm going to try and do, and I may not have anything at hand in which to do this, is just rig up something so when I'm in the event I can pull it, open the door properly so they can then suck things out through the event.
Well, you can use the bed sheets to make kind of a rope and do that if you want.
Yep.
Okay, you do have to get a little closer to the gas that's around the blocking area now, though. So give me an endurance roll.
I just better look at what is that. That is that. So I need to talk to this. Roll high. That's not bad. Good.
Okay, yeah. You do it quickly, and the gas still seems to be keeping low, so you're staying out of it as much as possible.
Did I make it to the bar yet?
Yes. Make it to the bar. As you were coming out of the building, there was a guy going away from like an outdoor phone booth and was heading back into the bar.
Did he have a walking stick?
Nope. This is a younger guy. Looks like he's got a bad left leg. He's about the right age to have been in the war. He's dressed like a laborer. Walks back in, holds the door open for you as you're coming in behind him.
I try to get a good look at his face.
Okay.
Yeah. I nod, thank you, and kind of go up to the bar and kind of take a look and make sure to watch anyone who seems to slip out or anything like that.
Sounds good. In the alley, Nick, give me an investigation roll. Clear the dice before you roll, if you would.
That's a 3.
Okay, really good. There kind of looking around out back, it's the only thing unusual is that there's a newer looking box that's been added onto like the side of the building's electrical lines. Like that, most of it looks kind of rusted over, like it's been weathered, it's been out here for a while, but there's a shiny new box that's been added to it.
In that case, I will go to the bar and find Bishop, and he should not be hard to find as the only guy in the bar with a backpack.
Yes.
And a gas mask.
Mm-hmm. Only belt. I make sure to look like I'm I did get back from the war or something. Hey,
and stole your gas mask and backpack, apparently.
Hey.
Military surplus?
Yes.
Yeah. I never said I was off duty.
Looks like it's the local bar. They've got some sports going on the radios around the room. See a few people are like taking bets on the horse race that's going on. It's fairly crowded. This is lunchtime for a lot of the laborers in the area. They're having a pint before having to go back to work.
Can I give an alertness hearing to see if I overhear anything that overhear that and recognize that voice I've been hearing on the phone?
Sure.
Yay, because I can tap "Did you hear that?" off of my alertness to get an extra +2. Ooh, that's a 1. That's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's an 8 on my hearing.
Okay. Not
good enough.
Yeah, that's a really good score, but unfortunately, no. Nothing that anyone talking right now doesn't sound like the person on the phone.
Yeah. Well, then I'll take a good look around also.
Mm-hmm.
Which, based off just looking, would have been a subtract 2 from 8, would have been a 6.
Yeah, it's fine. Same role is fine. There's some people that you have seen around before. Just since you're so well connected, these guys are just laborers. A lot of them are dock hands.
No one with any canes or anything like that.
No one really standing out. I mean, this is a workers kind of bar. Someone that was dressed fairly nice would really stand out here. Much like you're doing now with a big backpack on here. So, okay, Gavin, you've got your quickly made rope hooked up and ready to go. You're gonna go back through the vents again.
I can't go any other way.
Here, Gina, sure calling down to you that they've got their vacuum set up.
Make sure the bedroom window is shut again and sealed, and leave.
I'm not going to make you roll again to get back through. Pop down into the other room. You've still got a hold of your bedsheet rope. Give it a yank.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Something happens on the other end. Feels like you've moved the furniture and the other things you've put in to trap the gas.
It's escaping quite quickly now. May want to suck it.
One of the guys gives the thumbs up signal to the people looking on the roof, and they start up the suction pump. Gas starts to clear out of the room, and you guys are getting it contained into another vessel on the rooftop.
Ooh, yeah, good.
Yep. Hold on, Gavin.
It turns out it's just some nitrous oxide or something.
Oh, gosh, no, I've got a nasty feeling it's going to turn out to be flammable.
How are we going to test this thing? What, are we going to throw a mouse in there or something? See what happens to it? I'm not sticking my head in there to sniff around.
After you get it all captured, the bomb guys ask you again, So the door and the glass door, they looked like they were fakes, right?
The explosion, the stuff wired up to it, yes.
Okay. Well, they're going to go in through the front door then, since they've made that secondary seal.
Yep.
What they've got is a construction of basically tape and plastic wrap and a wood frame that's able to, you know, it's acting like an airlock. So one of the guys suits up. He puts like an environment kind of suit on and looks like a deep diving suit. Steps in, opens the door, and goes
into the room. No explosion.
No explosion.
Surprise.
I did say it was a fake. I did clear the door.
I was expecting the tape to be part of an explosion.
Could have been, admittedly, yes.
All right. He starts working on the mechanism on the tanks. You can see this from the windows outside and, you know, through the door that's open now.
We're sitting here going...
Tell me when I get there, Bert.
Sure. I mean, you're running up unless you're going to... You're going to use the elevator since you know...
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, the guy's working on it, and he comes back out, and Drina, you're down there by that time, and so are you, Bishop, and he says, look, it's like it's a mechanical timer. There was a preliminary timer on it that looks like it reacted to some kind of loud sound, set off a small blast of the gas, and the rest of the timer was made to go off at 5 o'clock. I've disarmed it. Our gas sniffers are still saying there's an explosive in there, though.
Drina, there was a and Mr. and Bomb Squad guy. There was a a box attached to the electrical wiring of this building that was found by our good detective.
Declare by the box.
Right, I wasn't sure you were talking about for a moment. Yes.
What he found.
Box,
yeah,
is attached to the alley between the bar and this building, so it was actually attached to the bar's building.
Oh, okay.
I thought I'm just realizing that you're using the elevator. It was out of order when we arrived.
It worked fine.
It's been fixed very, very recently then. In fact, in about an hour after us arriving, it started working then.
It could be that... Okay. I look at the Bomb Squad guys. They all have gloves, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I smile and I go, okay. Anyone got some fingerprinting stuff? We're going to fingerprint the service elevator. Look for prints on top and more recent type.
You might want to get someone to check the mechanism if you think it's happened to it as well.
I will do this. I will go and check the elevator room.
Yeah. Yeah, the elevator is wired to not work between the hours of 2 and 3. Actually, is there any type of camera-like device in the elevator?
No, there's not. In the elevator room, Drina, you check it out, the mechanics there. Just to give me a quick crafting roll.
I'm going to go find one of the locals.
That's 8-4.
Okay. Actually, you find a box that's been attached to the elevator mechanism, and it's a timer. It looks like it interrupted the elevators from working, till around 1 o'clock or so, and then it looks like it's set to make them stop working again after 5 o'clock.
All right. I am going to disable this.
Yep. It's basically a glorified alarm clock, and so when the hands reach a certain part, you know, it trips a wire.
Yeah. I think I know why the elevator is doing that, the second part of it. I don't know why the first part.
What do you mean? Which part?
I know why he would. I know why he would want to stop the elevators after 5. It's so no one can easily escape.
If it could have been to ensure no one disturbed him, or it may be because he wanted everyone to believe the elevators were out of order. Who knows?
I don't know. There are a couple of reasons why. I mean, he may have just wanted us to use the elevator and rely on it to make sure that somebody would be might be trapped in here, so to increase the chances of that.
Yeah, it makes sense. But, well, let's go check out that box attached to the bar then.
Yeah.
Which is probably how he's sending his phone calls all. One of the ways he may be sending phone calls everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to be questioning locals, people who live in the building.
All right. Meanwhile, the guys are they're dismantling the mechanism and are starting to. They want to get the tanks separated, so they're rolling one of the tanks out. Apparently, the tanks are pretty heavy.
So, by the way,
one of them has been used up, right there.
Say that again.
Has one of the tanks been used up, or is it just really a small squirt of what?
No, it was just a small squirt out of both of the tanks, just enough to
fill the room. Gentlemen, you said your bomb detector is still going off. We should probably check both rooms, as in the neighbor's room also. And thoroughly check them, because if it's still detecting a bomb, that means there's something up. Maybe start checking for walls that have been moved, hidden panels, anything. I don't want to call this done your detector's
actually,
going off.
Then, yeah, actually, hearing Bishop say that, I'll stay by to help in their search. But, Bishop, it may be beneficial if you also check with people at the bar then. Actually, they will probably take more kindly to you than to... someone of my background.
Which bar?
The one in which most of the locals were filed.
Oh, the one in this building. Okay. May I ask, what am I going there for?
Ensure that they haven't seen anyone fitting the description, anyone tampering with the lifts, and any unusual noises or activity which would fit with what we've found so far.
Yeah, and but first and Drina, you know about the electrical box, so you should be fine and be able to take care of that, right?
Yeah, I'll make my way to there right now.
Okay, I'll go to the locals and start asking questions, you know, and see how. And the good news is, it's not like I'm slumming it, as they're my normal crowd.
So it seems like everyone's dispersed except for Gavin. You're still upstairs?
Yeah, I'm looking through the folder and stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting suited up and follow the bomb guys through to search the room.
Okay. They go through, and unfortunately, the chemical sniffers, they can tell kind of proximity, but they can't really tell, you know, like, it can't tell exactly where it is, just that it's within, you know, this area. And so they're starting to take apart the rooms and really look. Three guys kind of get around one of the tanks and they're starting to haul it off. It's like a 500 pound tank. It's really heavy. So they're kind of muscling it down. And give me an alertness roll, guys.
Everyone? It's
just the guys that are in the room when this is all happening.
One. Okay. I'm concentrating on the folder.
Yeah.
But I got a one, so not dead.
Now I got a four, so.
Hit the deck.
Okay, so Gavin got a one, so he's kind of distracted looking over the folders. And who else was up there?
I was.
Okay. Yes. And how did you do?
I got a four.
A four. Okay. So one of the guys almost drops the tank. You know, this is where they find out it's so heavy. And, you know, they get another guy to give him a hand. And you just kind of notice in passing that the orange tank that they're pulling away, some of the orange paint seems to have rubbed off on the guy's suit. That's really all.
Oh, God.
It's a fake.
Yes.
Right, and the other box, is it also kind of disabling device?
No, actually, what the other box is it's a telephone routing device. I've seen one of these
before. I knew it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Somebody get me a phone. I try to find a phone somewhere I can get.
There's actually one right out on the street corner, nearly across the street from the tenement.
No, I need a phone I can attach to this.
Oh, that's a bit harder.
You could get me.
I walk back into the building, figuring we can get a phone from the box or one of the other rooms in here.
All right, so you just basically get a hold of a phone.
Yes.
Okay. As you're crossing the street, the scene kind of plays out just down the street a little bit. All right, Nick. The guy's about to get into his car. You know, he's gotten as far as, like, the door when you accost him.
Oh, yay.
It's like, what? What? He turns around.
I tell him, you know, that there has a... Do you mind, sir, following me to the police? We have had a incident which we want to clear you of.
You ain't police.
That's true. However, I... member of the guilds, been authorized to work on their behalf, and I'm working with the police on a case right now.
Yeah, but you ain't the police. You got no right to arrest me.
Perfectly true, sir. However, I believe it is vital that you follow me to the police, or else you might get hurt.
Are you doing an intimidation?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and give me a roll. And you do have your knife out. I noted that.
Ooh, plus two. Intimidation is two, so four plus one, five.
Oh, pretty good. Actually, you're just a little bit better than him. He's got some sand to him. He's like, so you got your knife out and you make that bold statement to him. He's like, you need to stay away from me. He's got his hand on the door handle to the car.
Look, sir. If you follow me, nothing bad will happen to you.
He's still brandishing the knife.
Yes.
All right. That actually kind of freaks him out. And he pulls open his car door and give me an alertness roll.
Ooh, that's worse. Alertness. That is going to be a two.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. He opens the car door, and you hear this metallic click, and his car explodes.
That's incredible.
I saw that one.
I knew there was going to be an explosion sometime.
All right. With the alertness, Drew, you've got just enough time that you know something's about to happen. Do you have like a dodge skill or...
No, I have a yeah. There is no dodge skill.
Well, there is. It's you can use
athletics. Find out that dodge is athletics. Once and he puts athletics.
Just made me an athletics roll. Let's see how far you can dive, and that's going to reduce. You can use it as into the explosion.
That is going to be a one.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Four. Okay. Take a, your choice. You can either be rendered unconscious or you can take a minor consequence to not be.
I'll take a minor consequence not to be. And, a minor consequence is just this scene, right?
Yeah. Well, it's through this scene, right?
Right. I will, take scorched.
Okay, yeah. His car explodes when as the door opens and the guy's engulfed in fire. Actually, he's got enough life left as he flails about and his clothes have caught fire that he's trying to roll the fire out. And you are able to just, you know, dive behind some of the trash cans and get a little singed from it. And you get Drina and... I guess, Bishop, you were on the street as well. You see this car explode.
Oh, okay.
I look to Gene and go, okay, we found our plastic explosive.
Yeah, I run over there.
I run over there, too. There's been a lot of running today.
Yeah, we all gain 1 point of athletics after this.
Oh, yes. Yes, some people will be taking athletics.
Nah, never needed it.
So, as soon as I can get up, I'll try to put him out.
All right. Meanwhile, upstairs, they managed to get the orange canister onto the elevator, the service elevator, and are taking it downstairs. What are you doing upstairs, Gavin?
I'm looking through the... Well, since no one's told me about the orange paint, I'm just looking through the folder, trying to make sense of it.
Mm-hmm. You've got some papers that seem to be... You really can't make it out too much. It seems to be some kind of encoding from a telegram. But the pictures are of a person you have seen before. And it's the guy from Sylvan Pines, the other supposed spy whose folder was still there. It's that guy.
Starling?
Yeah, it's Starling. There's photos of him in different places around Metapol. He's dressed differently in each picture. It looks like he's done something to disguise his appearance, either glasses, fake mustache, etc. But after, you know, looking at several pictures of him, you can tell it's the same guy. And it is Starling.
Hmm. Is it the monocle guy?
No, it is not.
Right.
I'm going to check the other tank, see if that one's painted as well.
Check to see if it's what?
Painted.
Yes, it is painted as well.
What's the original color?
Are you kind of touching it, or are you just kind of looking at it? The other guys have been handling them, so.
Yeah, I'm suited up as well, so can't see much risk. Unless, of course, I can see it's hooked up to something, I'm going to see if I can rub off a bit of paint.
Yeah, actually, the paint just kind of comes off on your glove. And you also get that strange where you're expecting it to be, you know, you're seeing how heavy it is, you're expecting it to be metallic, but the outside of it is actually kind of rubbery.
And what's the original color?
Kind of a grayish black.
Just gonna check. Does it? Is it like dough? Does it move under hand, or is it solid set?
Are you trying to, like, you giving it a really firm kind of?
Not as in punching it style, but just trying to see if I can pinch a bit of it.
Ah, yes. It actually feels like it's clay that's set hard, but not completely. And you're able to actually peel some of it away, and there is a metal tank beneath.
Dear gods, no.
The explosives.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting hold of one of the bomb guys, telling them, stop the other can. They're explosives.
One of them runs out of the room and starts... running for the stairs.
Okay. Getting hold of the other ones and saying, deal with this stuff. You have to have something.
Oh, yeah. The guys come over, and after they see what you've kind of unearthed, they start kind of stripping off the clay outside, and they do come upon like a little timing detonator that was embedded in it.
Once you get rid of the detonator, it's really safe.
I don't put anything past Constantine. Sorry. Congratulations, Bert. You've turned at least two of us completely paranoid.
What's the color of the tank underneath?
It's the same color, actually, as what was colored on the outside of the clay.
Oh, right, okay. So it's just like, oh, right. Oh, right.
Mr. Marshall, you've seen the photograph of the original tanks with the outer layer.
Well, I never actually said that.
Oh, you gave us the package. Well, you showed us the package.
No,
with the
only thing I showed you was the photograph of the guy at the boxing ring. I never said the stuff of it. Obviously, I've been knowing what I've been looking at. I've described it and stuff. But I've never told you how I found, what details I found out.
Okay, but I'm going to assume that, seeing you've managed to describe it, you know roughly what they look like.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Marshall, do these match what you were expecting now that the false lair has been stripped?
Well, the original lair was matching what I was expecting, and yes, I wasn't able to tell the size of it, but these look as much like the tanks as the other ones were, so I think we can still assume that they are the right ones. Good find there. Good find there.
It is at moments like this I wish I took the hip flask. I need to calm down.
Meanwhile, downstairs, you guys are kind of looking at the burning car as three of the bomb squad guys are coming down. They've got the tank on the dolly, and they're wheeling it into the back of their truck.
I wave to, like, one of them, like, over here, like, one, just, like, I put up one finger, one guy over here.
Yep. He nods, he helps his buddies put the tank into the back of the truck, and then he wanders over. He's got his gas mask off at this point. What's going on? Oh!
What did you do this time, Bishop?
I didn't do it this time. We need to get craft. And I can craft some bombs.
So is my guy dead?
No. Oh, your guy? Yeah. No one's looked at him yet. I was smoldering on the ground there.
Yeah, I made sure to put him out. Turn him over and feel for breath.
He's got really bad third degree burns, but he's still got a pulse.
I will run to the phone, and I yell at them to run to a phone, and you're wearing a phone. Call an ambulance.
I call an ambulance.
Right.
It's like, well, duh.
By the time you've made your call and got an ambulance coming down, you see another bomb squad guy just tearing out of the bottom of the tenement, yelling, "Stop! Stop! There's a bomb on the tank!"
He said bomb!
As everyone runs away screaming in panic.
He said tank, run!
I wouldn't actually put it past Constantine to come out here with a tank, so.
I make sure to look at the two bomb squad guys and see if any of them act weirdly. They both act shocked like they're supposed.
Oh yeah, they both run into the back of the truck as the other guy is yelling this at them.
I'm hoping this does not induce a panic.
Alright, so what are you guys doing in the meantime, waiting for the ambulance to come?
Does anyone have medicine? Or no medicine?
There's no reason why I would know doctory.
I do not.
Perhaps you can see the other people and see if they know how to keep someone alive.
I go across yelling, "Is there a doctor in the house?"
If only we had a doctor in the house.
Why don't you just drop a chip and say there is one in the bar?
Yes, I'll drop a chip and say there is one. And he's not drunk.
He's a little tipsy. He says, "I'm a veterinarian. Can I help?"
No.
Yes.
I have medical training, really. He's okay. Got a medical bag on him.
Okay, come on.
Check the eyes.
I'm going to go ahead and go back to the box.
And I make sure to
discover anything about, like, where these phones are, what numbers they are.
Sure.
I check his eyes, by the way. I check the doctor's eyes to make sure he's not got a glass eye in his left eye.
Doctor, unless it's really good makeup, is much older and shorter than what you've seen on the photograph, and his eyes seem fine. He does have glasses, though. The box, for Drina, you have seen one of these before. Basically, it just routes an outside call into this phone line, so it'll appear as if it came from this phone line. It would be very difficult to trace because if anyone knew the number of this box, anyone could dial into it.
Bone?
Yeah, sorry.
Is there any...
And anyway, you've got one of these in your workshop now that you were playing around with when you found in one of the warehouses before. It seems it's made the same. Looks like the same crafter actually even put it together. No maker's mark on it.
Right. All right. This guy's clever. Can I call out from this thing?
Call out? No, right. I mean, what basically it's designed to do is to take an incoming phone and tap into the phone line to this building. So, like, you can't call out from it. Well, you can, but it will just be calling out from the bar, essentially.
So, Bert, if I'm understanding this just for an explanation, basically you call the box and then the box calls the number you really want to call?
No, the box yes, it does, but it makes the call through this building's phone line. And, you know, like most of Metapol, you get a person on the other end who routes your call for you.
Yeah,
this box is doing the routing instead of it being a live
one.
Meanwhile, the doctor goes to work on your bombing victim there. Actually,
will he win the derby?
Is able to stabilize him. The guy's in a pretty bad condition, he tells you. He's like, yeah, most of his skin's burned off here. He's likely to lose an eyeball or two.
That's pretty rough. Well, we're just waiting. I guess we'll wait for the hospital to come, the ambulance to come, not the hospital.
Doctor... Awkward. We will make sure you charge the city with the fee for this. You deserve to get paid for saving this man's life.
Yeah. I'm still ransacking the room, by the way. So even if there's nothing there, I'm still tearing it apart.
The room the bomb was in?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Sure, just give me an investigation roll there. The bomb squad guys come out of the back of the car, and they've got like a roll of putty in one hand. And like a little device in another, you come out behind the alley at this point, you know?
Okay. Wait. Who's behind the alley?
Well, you were the little box that was connected to the phone system was in the alley.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I don't know. I can't think of anything else to do with the thing, so I will head back.
Mm-hmm. Bomb squad guy shows you the timer that was connected to the tank. And he just notes to you as you're passing by that the timers are actually, these timers were set for 5:15.
Oh, yes.
Cool. Spread the gas. To explode after the gas has been
time to mix.
Combined. Yeah.
15 minutes to mix to the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured that's what the explosives were originally for, was to spread the gas, considering it was all nicely sealed up to allow the stuff to mix.
I don't know. It's all. I have no idea what's happening. I've had no idea this entire session.
I go, that's okay, detective. If you may have given us... May I ask why you were following that guy? Look,
I just... I don't want to know.
okay, what were you up to, detective, since you aren't on the roof anymore?
I don't know. I mean... I just got exploded. Give me some time.
I wipe off some of the ash and go, you're fine, you're fine. Just breathe, you'll live. And I just spend the moments calming him down. I've been through things like this. Don't worry, I've been through worse. You'll live. those eyebrows will grow back.
All right, the bomb guys tell you that they were able to lift some prints off the room and off the tanks. You know, they'll have to take some time to compare it to see if they've got anything on file, but they were able to get some good prints off of the things. Also, at this time, the ambulance comes by. They take your victim, tell you which hospital he's going to be in.
Oh, I'm going with this guy.
Okay, you hop in the back with him. Good enough. Miss Blair comes screeching down with her police car, sirens going on, and hops out of the car, and sees you guys first and says, "Where's Gavin?"
Upstairs? Why?
I got an emergency call for him. It seemed to be pretty urgent. I need to get him a message.
Okay, come on, let's go. I'll take you to the elevator.
Okay. Get off on that floor. She runs over and sees Gavin and says, your place of employment called. They said it was really urgent. Gave me a phone number to give to you. Said you need to call as soon as we were able to get a hold of you.
I hand him my phone.
All right. Does the boxer have a phone?
Yes, he's got a phone in his room.
Oh, yeah.
I'll use one that's potentially not immediately hooked into his.
Yeah.
I go use the boxer.
I hand my phone to Blair and go, Blair, you need to have this thing checked out.
So it appears not to be working, because otherwise I'm sure she would have called us on it with a phone call.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Miss Blair takes a look at it and says, all right, I guess. Jameis, you make the phone call. Gavin makes the phone call, and you get an answering machine on the other side.
Oh, this is not good.
Ha 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 ha.
No. I have a suspicion what it's going to be about. I hope it's not, but I have a suspicion. If you send me a message,
if there were more tanks, then I would be very annoyed at those second set of tanks.
Right.
I say we just blame the French and move on. As I see the guys, as I see the French people passing by, who are obviously French because I am watched by the French.
Yeah, you're probably on first name terms with your spies by now.
Probably. Especially considering my nature. They probably have to switch out spies every once in a while because the fact that I get too friendly with them.
You notice they're out there in the cold and the rain, you invite them in for coffee to keep them watching you.
Yeah. It's like, you make me feel safe. It means Harris isn't watching me.
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing, Gavin?
Harris is from Germany,
sure.
Not France.
Said that you're still writing stuff, so I'm not sure if that was just...
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm just... prepping the next part.
All right, I need to go tend to something. I'll be back shortly. If you'll take this folder, please, to Hindegard. I pass him the folder of stuff that I had.
I pass it, I look it over, pass it to Blair.
I was passing the folder to Eldred.
Oh.
He does with it as up to him, but I pass the folder to Eldred. And then leave the place to try and find any more. Try and get a more secure connection.
Okay.
I shall feverishly tear through the packet, seeing I'm still rather jumpy, running on adrenaline.
Just relax. I kind of look him over and kind of just say, calm down. I know you're... I kind of just trying to soothe him a little bit, like I'm soothing everyone else. And I say, it could be worse. You could have just had a bomb blown off right next to you.
Bishop.
I look at him and go, you could be the detective. He actually had a car bomb go off.
Oh my god, is he hurt?
No, he's pretty fine. The guy he was following, who the bomb was for, he's stabilized. So the good news is you're completely fine, and I'm guessing he's going to be asking for hazard pay.
He doesn't get anything in his contract now, seeing as he abandoned this job.
That is awesome. And I smile and go, as long as he loses money, we're all the better. And
your
just remember, my friend,
phone on your you back have... rings.
I sigh and go, Blair, is there a speakerphone on this thing?
She goes to the back, turns, you know, makes a few switches on the back and says, okay, lift the receiver.
I lift it.
The same kind of chuckling in the background, and you hear, thank you for playing. You proved a marvelous distraction.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I swear that you will die very, very slowly and painfully. I swear on this.
By the way, do you know anything about Harris while you're still on the line?
Oh, he delivered his message, and then there was the click.
Yeah. How come I knew as much? At least I tried to prevent the panic of the distraction, full distraction.
As Blair's coming back downstairs, she tells you there have been a couple of other bombings across town while this was going on.
Car bombings?
Like the man who just spoke to Constantine.
Small bombs, big bombs?
Smallish. A couple of two residences and two like office buildings. Didn't take out the whole building, just like a couple of rooms and a floor.
Do we know what was in there or who was in there?
Not yet. They're still digging up that information.
Yeah, this was probably just a big giant distraction for this whole thing, unfortunately. I figured, I was hoping it wasn't, but it pretty much was. I kind of sigh and just slowly trudge towards the elevator. This job just doesn't get any easier.
Mm. Meanwhile, at the hospital... your guy is taken into care, and are you waiting around to see what happens?
As soon as I can reliably get to a phone, I will call Blair or someone else I know into police and see if I can get a couple of armed escorts at this guy's side at all time.
Mm-hmm. Sure. She will send a couple of officers down. She asks that you wait until the officers get there.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure they are trusted officers only, because we had that break in and you know exactly who's there at all times is a big thing, too.
Once the phone call is finished, I'm going to talk to Blair. Can you set up a security camera or some sort of recording device in the room as well? But I. Without informing any unnecessary staff. And no offense to your officers, but this man is very skilled, and so if he does remove that witness, then I'd like to have at least some record of the event.
Sure, they'll give it a try and see what they can do. If you're wanting it to be, you know, inconspicuous, etc., because the doctors and the nurses will ask, but they will see what they can arrange. Maybe the good old lunch pail recorder that's become into use a few times.
Hey, at least if they ask for it, I give them mine is smaller.
Yours is in a briefcase, isn't it?
No, that was a different recorder. My original recorder I borrowed was a lunchbox recorder, which was smaller than the other lunchbox recorder from the guild. This was from the Harris case.
Yes, I think I read your notes when you passed them on to me. You are very good at fiction, you know. You should see if you can get them published.
Fiction?
I assume they were works of literature.
Which works? Which writings?
The notes you handed me, they were most intriguing. Although I do think you need to work on your character development a little.
Notes on what? The case of Karis, where he actually did the job and got in and I got him to admit.
No. This is a while back said that I had to look through your big folders for one reason or another, so I'm guessing you got Pally at some point. So your black folder is full of information on Harris.
Oh. Yeah. One of those type of folders, yeah. Some of those notes are reliable, some of them are less reliable. Although I have gotten a confession out of him. He did do that crime. And I could never prove it. And he's run away to Germany now. Run away.
Oh, if you need some notes on the topography of Germany, then I can provide them. Always willing to help a new author.
No. Topography of Germany. Do you know anyone in Germany who can look for Harris for me?
All right. They do have an officer come by after a bit. He looks for you directly. Mr. Marvel.
Not two?
What's that?
Not two, just one?
Well, there's one now, yes. He says, Ms. Blair said that I should meet up with you, that you have a person of interest you need guarded.
Yeah, I'll hang around for your partner to show up.
Yep. I was close in the area. Someone else is being sent soon. I was asked to have you stay with me until my partner shows up.
That sounds beautiful. And I will lead him over there and keep an eye on him.
Mm-hmm. He goes into the room. He looks the patient over. He looks to see if there's any other entrance or exits from the room. Draws a curtain over the windows. He starts questioning the nurses and the doctor that are going to be looking over the patient.
All right, I'm just going to be looking at him and hanging around until someone else gets here, at least one other person.
Yep. Not too long afterwards, another officer comes in, also looking for you. I'm supposed to report to hospital room. Got somebody for me to guard?
Yeah. Here's your partner. I assume you guys recognize each other.
Yeah. Been on the force a long time together. Miss Blair sent us.
We're both being bribed. Yes.
Yeah.
Identification papers.
Yes, I grab both their badge numbers and I call Blair. And
yeah, she confirms the badge numbers and gives you a description of both guys.
All right, and they match both guys. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to a bar.
Before you leave, one of the officers hands over a bag that has the victim's clothing and contents and said, Miss Blair thought you might find something of interest in here.
Yep, I might. I head to a bar.
Okay.
I refill my flask and then I go home and search through this crap. Or Jarena's place, I guess, actually. Oh, okay. One quick second. Pause. Where's the pause button?
Pause button's in the drop down menu of the arrow.
It's not breaking up too much.
It's breaking up worse on my end, it feels like.
Alright, I'm going to put it on hold. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Just give it a few seconds for it all to catch up. But in the package, the only thing that's odd is that he's got a fairly large roll of money that, you know, not typical for the people that live in that neighborhood.
Oh, no. Well,
has a couple of betting slips to a local track.
I get down the track.
I'm going to... Jameis, do you want to...
Oh, yeah, let me know when I'm back with the others.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So about now, they're kind of just standing around and talking to one another.
And is it the PCs, or are the Bomb Squad guys there as well still? Or?
Bomb Squad guys are kind of packing up at this point.
Right.
So by the time you're arriving, they are hopping back in the van. They're taking all the hazardous material away.
I think we need more bombs. More bomb squads.
Mr. Marshall, do you wish someone to accompany you to your place of work? I understand that an incident has occurred.
Yes, I think Constantine might be having a bit more fun playing with me at the moment than anything else.
Then
like to have more than a little bit of playing with him.
If you wish for some assistance along some inventive ideas.
We may actually have an opportunity at the moment if we just sort of step aside for a moment to have a quick word.
Very well.
Once the PCs are aside. I understand that through various channels, Bob Starling wishes to talk with us. And has arranged to meet with us at 7 p.m. at Nasir Bauer's place.
Do we have some surety that it will be him?
All I've heard is that he wants to talk to us.
He's a homicidal maniac. I don't think any assurances he gives.
That's why
he may also be targeted by Constantine himself.
This is why we bring our weapons.
The folder that I gave to Eldrick.
This is why we make sure we're protected and carry protection for more than one.
Yes, I would like to ensure that this meeting.
Your family is not at your place tonight, Miss Eber.
They were going to stay with your sister, so just have them make sure they stay there for another night.
Right. Okay, that's taken care of. So you're saying you don't want to meet him at my place, Gavin?
No, he's going to be there at your place at 7 p.m. We should meet him there, but we'll just make sure it's us and no one else around.
Okay. I want to hear what he has to say.
And maybe also Mr. Marlowe as well. I believe he has some knowledge of Bob Starling.
Yes. Yes, we'll need to get the detective.
Well, I'm going to check through the package as well, so I'll have everything from that. I think it would be best if we also ensure that this meeting does not go interrupted.
Yes. I'm going to, while you guys make up the plans, I'm going to go give this backpack back so I don't have to keep lugging it around. Although I'm going to ask to borrow it from her later.
Would you not benefit from being able to study this device? I'm sure you could manage to create a much more portable...
No. I'm going to give it back because I'm going to have a friend of mine. I'm going to borrow it later because a friend of mine is going to find a better one later.
A backpack telephone isn't exactly new technology. I think it would be fairly well known to Drina anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a jetpack or anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well then, if
all right, that is what kind of precautions do you think we should take here?
Well, for a start, we need to ensure that we are certain that we are not being observed right now. It would be the crowning irony, would it not?
I wouldn't say we are, because he used that device to make sure the call was made close by. I think he's probably somewhere else dealing with all his little bombs, making sure they all work perfectly, or cleaning up the mess of this last bomb that failed.
Well, it says
I'm not sure if this was intentionally, he really cared if this bomb succeeded or not.
Not this bomb, the car bomb.
Yeah. Bert, just having a quick look around, are there shops around here?
There are a few, yes.
Anything like a cafe or an eatery?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, there's a sandwich shop just over there.
That's all right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to use the nearest one. I'm going to pick one at random, which is at least a street away.
Oh, so the sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and make sure it is suitably noisy.
Okay.
The hardest way to overhear a conversation is if there is one masking it.
Okay, you make your clandestine meeting.
Yes, this is not the most obvious place to have a meeting.
That's why.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. We're going on about 3:00 now. There are several people having an early dinner, and place seems to be well known for its sandwiches.
Yes, I do apologize for seeming paranoid, but I wish to be certain that we are not overheard. Again, I say that it would be the crowning irony if the person we wish to contacts us only for us to have given away his position.
Okay.
If we are referring to C finding out about S, he's got lots of, well, whoever, someone took a lot of pictures of him, knows exactly where he is.
Yes, but at this point he would not be as cautious, or he will be more focused upon another matter.
Well, let us just figure out what we're going to do. We've only got a few hours.
Okay. Did he give any other information about what is he just going to ring the doorbell at 5:00 or something?
He's going to be there at 7:00.
All right.
My guess is he's probably going to sneak in one way or another, or attempt to. We just should probably be in the specific room that we normally meet in for obvious reasons when we're talking with him.
Okay. Let's do that. Then I should get back early so I can make him some dinner. So he has a little something to eat when he gets here.
Yeah.
Create a little chair that can restrain him with a push of a button.
That actually would be awesome.
Straight back to the mental asylum with you.
When you guys are rounding up for the sandwich shop, I'm gonna Marlo will have met up with you before then, so you're all back together.
Okay.
So how are you looking? You look better. Looks like you got a new suit on.
No, not really. You guys. C is the crazy one. B is the stable one. You guys know that, right? The difference between C and B?
Yes.
They both seem... I thought B was slightly crazy because of mental issues.
I think all of your scales of stability and insanity need to be seriously rethought.
B had a mental breakdown, remember?
Yeah.
C is just psychopathically insane. B is...
Oh, my God. Okay.
Psychologically has problems, and...
Yes, but it's highly likely that Bob's not going to kill us, and he's not been the one who's been trying to kill us. That's
and DB is perfectly sane no matter what they say.
So, just making sure everybody's on the same page. Fortnite's the one who's trying to murder us all. Well, not really, but he's just laughing at us. And Bob has been trying to help us.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I've not been able to keep these guys straight, which is why I want Nalo here, because he does. He can.
The enemy of my enemy is still an insane, raging, homicidal psychopath.
No,
Let me say this correctly. The enemy of my enemy is best left for later. Right now, they could be useful.
Okay. Bob is not a homicidal maniac as far as we can tell. We have not found one person that Bob has killed.
No, he's not into wet work, according to the recently deceased.
The Constantine, however, finds he's all insane. This stuff hilarious. So
yes, obviously.
So, I mean, honestly, Bob's not going to show up and let us capture him. So, I think that's a bad plan.
I'm not saying that we capture him. I think, though, that we ought to assume that all information is compromised.
That's fine, but let's not go in this bad faith and go...
No, I am not. We must take all things as they are given to us, and at the moment I say we are well within our rights to be a little suspicious of things.
Right. Yes.
I intend to have a chair.
No, let's that not will. Do that. No, nope. No, that's bad. Okay. That's so bad faith.
Nothing overtly hostile.
Yes, that's operating in bad faith.
Not overtly hostile. Yes. I will, however, be in my suit of powered armor.
Okay. You don't have to be there.
I bought a stunt, baby. I have a Stahlfrau. Her name is Sam.
God, how many stunts do you have?
You don't want to know what my refresh is, my friend. You don't want to know.
Yes, I saw some of the... devices you kept half finished. But no, I was wondering if it would be possible that after his arrival we could move to a more secure location or a more secretive location.
I think our with location is the reason why he wants to meet there is because of the bird.
Yes,
he wants us to give him the bird, right?
No, he doesn't want us yet. No. Aisha.
A good army. Wow.
Well, you really went in for the alliteration there, didn't you?
I know.
Perhaps we can think of another A word for rugged. Anyways.
Yeah, I couldn't think of one off the top of my head, so...
Yes.
I will be hiding inside of her. It will appear to be...
You really don't need to do this. Bob is not...
Quiet, you're just the hired help.
If Bob turns out to be that kind of guy, I don't think that is a good solution.
Actually, Bishop, during the course of the events this afternoon, you have seen him flash a guild ID.
Ah, damn it.
Fine. So,
Yeah, we want to approach Bob without any weapons, at least instantly noticeable weapons drawn, going, "We're going to cut you into pieces."
I am still allowed to carry, have my pistol on me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, I'd say we have declared weapons, and a old warrior's gesture is to show that you have your weapons in one hand, but not drawn.
It's
not like he's expecting us not to be armed. And
So that...
I meant weapons in hand going, "Welcome to the Hall of Death."
Yes.
I don't want to kill him.
Well, it won't be Hall of Death. We've only got tasers, don't we? Yes.
Yes. We all have tasers.
I do not split
from inside a suit of armor.
Look, dude, that's... Or girl, or whatever. Look.
Mom.
That is a bad plan. I just got exploded. I'm sorry. But just got exploded.
You'd like a cup of coffee.
No. No. I want a a serious night of drinking and a serious night of sleeping. But
okay, I'll take care of your drinking tonight.
My suggestion is that if he will not agree to move to a safe location, that
that is a safe location. Drina's house is probably the safest you can get.
Yeah.
Well, it has
especially
been
with the before,
but, my bird. Other thought is that
you
my,
think he constantly
my other thought
he doesn't
is
know about Drina's place. Of course he does.
Yes.
Everyone knows about Drina's place, but it has the bird, and that's the key thing we want.
My other thought was that one of us who is most skilled in it will ensure that the area is not watched over. I mean, obviously, I do not expect C to not notice them looking, but at least if we can observe it, observe the building, then when B enters, he can enter as well, or she, if Serbao wishes to observe. But at least that gives us a little bit more surety. That was one of the mother measures I was thinking of.
Right. Who is best at looking? I'm pretty fair at
I'm superb at looking.
Several of us need to be at the meeting in particular.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm superb at looking, but I don't know if you need me at the meeting.
I don't think we do. I would prefer you to be on a rooftop. And
okay, I'll keep my lucky long range taser with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am no good at these clandestine affairs, I'm afraid, so unless there is something you think I would be well suited at to, then I shall sit
the
in
meeting.
On the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody.
Are there any other suitable measures anyone can think of to ensure that there are no disturbances during this event?
Drina, do you have any like motion detecting stuff?
You're very faint, Abel.
I will have such by 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
well,
you still haven't designated your one use item for the session yet, so that's still open.
And we may want to at least do a sweep through of the place before the meeting anyway, just to make sure there's been no surprises put there.
And under the sewers and all that kind of good stuff.
Ah, yes. That is actually a good idea. Well, seeing as we think this is reasonably soon, do you think he would agree to go down the garage exit in Rina's building? It is slightly more secure.
No, we do it in the building. All right.
So you guys are making all these plans from what I hear.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to, everything that you talk about happens, sir. You stake the place out, you check it from top to bottom. Nothing has changed, although you're still leery of some of the devices that Drina has set up in her shop.
Yes, I make sure not to touch anything in the garage anymore.
The garage?
Right.
Garage, whatever.
And so you've made your plans. If you wanted to stake somebody on the opposite rooftop, you can do that if you wish.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm saying that takes the PC out of the conversation, though. So.
We can pull anyone in afterwards.
Can we just hurry this up, please?
Use the restroom. Ah! Okay. At 5 minutes till 7, there is a knock on the door. And
I answer the door.
Stacey Owens is at your door, and she's she's kind of got different clothing on, and she's got like a bonnet on her head to kind of hide her, her face. If you don't remember, Stacey is Secretary of Power. She is Tesla's secretary, his personal secretary.
Mm-hmm. Yep, come in.
Stacy says that I understand that you are to get a guest tonight, one that Tesla feels that has some very interesting things to say. I was sent here as his personal ear on the situation, if you will have me.
I don't care.
He's going to find that anyway, so.
Is it really necessary? Then we do not want this man to panic. From mixed reports, some of them say that he suspects corruption in high places.
I was sent here because Bob knows me.
Sounds great.
Which in that case, certainly.
Have a cup of tea.
At 7 o'clock, Drina, you hear like kind of a knocking, kind of a loud metallic banging from your workshop.
Yeah, it came in through the sewers.
Sure, I head over there.
Out of your secret pathway is a very disheveled man. He's limping up through the ladder using only one hand, as it looks like he's tightly to his body, is holding his right hand that ends in a stump, and it's been covered up with bandage, and it's still oozing blood, as well as the left side of his face it's got severe, like, third-degree burns, and some of the hair has been burned off, and that side of his face is bandaged up. It is Bob. He kind of weakly gets to the top of the entrance and kind of collapses there and looks up at you and says that the German Chancellery has fallen. 3R runs the company. The crown in Britain is next.
Right.
Huzzahs, huzzahs.
Yes, and we will pause. We will stop the adventure there.
Okay, so we're going to start a revolution in it. Okay, got it. I don't mind.
Neither do I. I have powered armor.
I think I know what I'm going to spend my new refresh I got last game on.
That will save you. I am sure that the new government, when they come a-calling.
Not powered armor, no. I'm getting something else for that.
Marcus, if you need to run to the bathroom while we do follow-ups up, this is a good time to do it.
Yeah, I can survive.
Okay. Right, I want to end it there because there are some things that I want to have gelled out in my plot line. But yes, we're now taking a departure from how we've been playing things in SSM for a bit. We're going to go to a larger scope of things. I'm still going to intersperse the games with some of the conventional kind of detective things as well, but now we're getting to the larger world view of what's going on, and this is also why I want to try and schedule a world building session this coming Saturday if we can, if whoever is available would like in on it.
As far as I know, I am. Mm-hmm.
I can make next Saturday for world building. Should be able to. I need to start working on international contact. Sheesh.
Yes. If I cannot make the session, then someone can fill me in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Bert, I'm going to send a note to Tesla to ask him for some people to talk to internationally.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to, I'll post it on the forums for this Saturday, just who here now can't? John, you said you may not be able to?
Yeah, I may be able to if there's an internet connection, but probably not as I'm in a wedding at Cardiff. A wedding in Cardiff.
Gotcha. If there's any ideas that you want to try and get into the worldview, go ahead and post them in the forum on the...
Yeah, well, my only thought is that Germany is probably still a Roman Catholic empire. So it's still probably part of that.
The one big thing that's going to affect your character is that your house with your brother at the head is basically now in control of the German government.
Yes.
Question: have they actually united Germany?
that I want to leave for a bit.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if Germany was the actual Germany, or it was the German states that nothing was connected, or whether it was more like later Germany.
I've got this image in my head now of myself and perhaps a couple of the other characters bursting in through very big oak doors with gold trim work into this grand hall and confronting mysterious figures, including my brother.
No, I actually, yeah. And you know who else is going to be in there? Harris.
Don't say it. No!
Well, I know Harris was, because I remember from the file we got earlier, or at the very beginning when we first met Tesla, there's the file with the picture that literally said that this is probably Harris, which was the man with the robot army in Germany. Which, no way. Harris can't be... I just realized Harris may actually be 3R.
No. But, I thought that... I mean, Bert, when you originally set up the world, it was like every major power had its own sort of specialization in things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like Germany is... It hasn't got its own defined specialization, so it's trying to mimic
I think
or,
it does,
adapt.
But it likes the French. It likes the French, but I think it does have its own distinct...
Yeah, the Germans, I thought, was more of the robotics. The French were all the biology, and then the English, I can't remember exactly what it was.
I thought the English Empire was meant to be the mechanical side of things, like Tesla's.
Yeah, the English are the more robotic. I was thinking Germany as being more of the chemical, but, I mean, that's still kind of...
All right.
Not
the alchemical, not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this
because
is
I need a nation that is more into the alchemy. Is you
unlike
know.
The French, who are into the biology.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So 2 experience points for the mission.
Yay! I'm up to 7. I'm up to 7.
I have 10 elements.
I'm not sure when I'm hitting 30 for the me.
Oh, here, let me look it up real quick.
I've been keeping track of how much I've spent.
May take me some time to go through the session, so let me get back to you with a post on that.
Yeah.
And how many do we get any additional points to refill ourselves? Or not? Or do you feel you were handing out refresh?
Yeah, I was handing out some this time, so I'm not gonna put any more on top of that. So if you've got above your normal refresh, you keep it. If you're below, next session you come back at your refresh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if that's all, I'm gonna go head to the restroom now. Have a good game, guys. That was fun, and hopefully Richard won't die next time.
I don't know if he's gonna continue playing or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hope he does. I mean, it'd be too much of a pity otherwise. But
yeah, I think he was gonna try it out and then see how his time worked out. It's Jamie didn't get back on. I was actually going to have a big chase scene with the guy that got exploded in the car, but to let his character show that he is useful to the cause.
I can't actually think of anything to do for follow up. I mean, aside, I've declared the fact that Hundegaard is training and learning things. He's working off his anxiety and his annoyance through physical exercise.
Mm. The idea I'm going with on with the German side, and this is something I'm going to talk more about during the world building, is I'm mixing kind of timelines a bit. Germany before the Third Reich was actually a very open society. But then, there was this kind of political coup when the Third Reich Party basically was able to just take over everything. Yes. And that's kind of what's just happened.
Yes. If I remember correctly, though, Hitler had... I'm guessing Himmler, based off Hitler, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he had allies in, or at least backers in other political nations, including England.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to see which way the aristocracy in each country goes.
Right, including the guy who abdicated to marry that very plain-looking
yes.
American woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was very plain. Whoa.
Yeah. Right. So is there anything really that we missed out on that?
Yeah, there were a couple of things, but it's stuff that you can pick up on later. So I don't want to give it out.
All right, fair enough. No, I was wondering if there was like a huge explosion we could have ended up in, or if there was a booby trap that we only just avoided or something.
Oh, actually, yeah. Yes, there was. You did actually keep the whole tenement from getting exploded. Craftiness you guys came up with. I was wondering if you were going to figure out the tank things, because they would have gone off.
Yeah.
The gas is what the fix, but the explosion would have been big enough to take out a sizable chunk of property.
Good catch on that one. Good catch.
Yep.
Okay, so notes to self. In future, do not trust anything which seems rubbery.
Oh, and Nick, don't forget, this is the end of your fifth session, so you get a refresh.
Yeah,
and an aspect.
When am I do another aspect and refresh?
Well, and something Jameis brought up too, if something during the course of the game makes a stunt or aspect that you have no longer applicable, you simply swap it. You don't lose the points invested, you just swap it out for something else. Especially with aspects. If your character's personality has changed enough, or you think something is no longer suitable to your character, then you change the aspect.
Music in this podcast was provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his great music can be found at incompetech.com. Following this podcast, I'm including some bumpers to other actual play podcasts that I enjoy, and I hope you will as well. Thanks for listening, and remember, you can follow along with our sessions at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Steam, Steel, and Murder to find us. A link to our public forum and show notes can also be found there.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Role Playing Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Order, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah, skull. Celtic cross, yin and yang. Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I got the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after.
And besides, that's the style he chose. He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these.
Right here in the U.S. And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're 10 bucks a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.